Historic week in the Missouri Senate this week, Senator, with pretty much all the time spent on Senate Joint Resolution 39.
Yes, it was. And Senate Joint Resolution 39 will go to a vote of the people. And what it does, it's very targeted, and it protects religious organizations and some wedding vendors. Protect instrumentalists, violists, wedding planners, florists, cake bakers from having their personal artistic work commandeered into a wedding ceremony in violation of his or her religious conscience. It also protects ministers, the clergy, people working in the church, and also the church grounds. And so I think this is a good basic amendment that the people decide what they want to do. It only applies to same-sex marriages, which most churches are against. I've had a number of churches talk to me about their insurance has actually gone up because they're afraid they'll get sued now if they turn someone down. So there's a lot of reasons for it. It is not a sword. It's not anything like that. It's a shield to protect those religious organizations or your faith.
This, I believe, stems from legal action that was taken against cake bakers in the state of, I think, Oregon.
I think that's correct.
They had refused service, which we've always understood is a right of a business owner. And in that case is more specialized just in as that I think the people involved in that were looking for legal action. But in this case, this is kind of to keep it from happening here, and hopefully that other states that haven't followed suit already hopefully would down the road.
That's true. And you'd find people that would use this to go in and order something and maybe do something obscene or something they don't agree with or objectionable to their faith and then get sued for turning them down. And when these people really didn't want anything other than a lawsuit and to make a statement. So this does protect them from that.
Another important point, the fact that this puts it to a vote of the people, presumably, I believe, this November.
Yes, it will. It will be on the November ballot. We were in session almost 40 hours straight with no breaks. I did get a short break to take a very short nap, but the whole Senate stayed in session for 40 hours. Then we did perfect it and print it at the end of 40 hours, and then we third read and passed it to the House, where they will take it up in the near future. And that took 7 hours just to get through that one joint resolution. Historic that Missouri Senate, no one knows of ever being in session that long at one continuous period of time.